In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese engage in a heated exchange over borders, China and integrity in the First Leaders debate. Russian and Belarusian tennis players banned from Wimbledon in protest over the war in Ukraine. And Australian Olympian Emma McKeon outspoken in her stance against transgender athletes competing in women's sport. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's border protection policies have been a key topic during the First Leaders debate. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese faced off in a televised debate in front of an audience of 100 undecided voters in Queensland. They quizzed the two leaders on a multitude of issues, including calls for a National Integrity Commission, aged care, disaster relief, and China and the Solomon Islands Security Pact. The Prime Minister questioned if Mr. Albanese had backflipped in his stance on boat turnbacks.
So when you were Deputy Prime Minister, why didn't you support turnbacks then?
You weren't proposing then.
It was our policy.
You were not
turnbacks were our policy before the 2013 election. I was the Shadow Immigration Minister. I designed the policy.
The signing of the security pact between the Solomon Islands and China proved a key point of contention. Mr. Albanese says the government has been too slow in its response and criticised its decision to only send the Pacific Minister, Zed Seselja.
This isn't so much a Pacific step up, it's a Pacific stuff up. They've known about this for months. No foreign minister visitation, no defence minister visitation. They just sent a junior burger along in the last week.
In his rebuttal, the Prime Minister said Anthony Albanese isn't supporting Australia.
But what I don't understand is that when something of this significance takes place, why would you take China's side? That's
an outrageous slur from the Prime Minister, and it shouldn't be. National security issues shouldn't be the subject of that sort of slur.
Following the debate, 35% of the audience said they support Scott Morrison, 40% backed Anthony Albanese, and 25% remained undecided. The organisers of Wimbledon are to ban tennis players from Russia and Belarus from competing in this year's tournament because of the war in Ukraine. The ruling prevents some of the world's best players from competing, including men's world number two, Daniil Medvedev. Britain's Interior Minister is set to make a decision on whether Julian Assange will be extradited to the US. The order from a British judge must be signed by Home Secretary Priti Patel, after which the Australian-born WikiLeaks founder can try to challenge the decision by judicial review. The 50-year-old is wanted in the US on 18 criminal charges, including breaking a spying law, after WikiLeaks published thousands of secret US files in 2010. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right challenger Marine Le Pen are set to hold their only leaders' debate ahead of Sunday's presidential election. The televised debate runs for 2.5 hours. President Macron's lead in the opinion polls is much narrower than 5 years ago, when he beat Ms. Le Pen with 61.1% of the vote. This year's voter surveys put his support at around 56%. The producers of a film where a cinematographer was shot dead on the set have been fined for failing to follow safety guidelines. The New Mexico Environment Department has found the producers of Rust showed a plain indifference to recognised standards with the use of firearms on set. The agency issued a fine of almost $184,000. Helena Hutchins was killed as Alec Baldwin rehearsed with what he believed was a safe gun. And in sport, Australia's most decorated Olympian Emma McKeon says she does not support transgender athletes competing in women's sport. The swimmer made the comments while speaking at Griffith University's Better Future for All seminar this week, saying it's just not fair. She went on to say she personally wouldn't want to be racing against someone who's biologically male. Well, now the weather. Perth, a sunny day, 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, cloudy and 17. Hobart, cloudy, wind easing and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, a top of 20. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, late showers, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, rain at times, also 28 degrees. Darwin mostly sunny, a top of 36. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.